Global BC.
Is there anything that signals spring more than the sight of cherry blossoms? The 8th annual Cherry Blossom Festival kicks off on April 3rd, and for one night only, Vancouver's top Japanese chefs are joining forces to support Vancouver's nonprofit Cherry Blossom Festival. It's called Sakura Night, right? And it's happening on March 30th. Now, sushi chef Tojo is one of the chefs that's taking part. Thank you so much for coming in. And we're also joined by Linda Poole, the executive director and founder of the Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival. They are so beautiful. And we're going to eat some of them?
Yeah, not really. They're not ready yet.
Oh. Sushi off. I think we're going to have the sushi off here. We're going to have to see how you can roll
this event I invented. Just this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
So this is, didn't you do that last time on the way in? You came up with some idea. And
yeah, I know.
This is watermelon, watermelon radish. Slice very, very thin. Then I put the salon up on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Then here, I put it ready. Mm-hmm. So please put this, I put it for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are doing that. Linda, I'll ask you about the festival. Mm-hmm. 8th year now. Tell us what it's all about and how you got the idea.
Wow, I got the idea about 10 years ago. I was in the Foreign Service with my husband, and in Haiti, of all places, I became friends with the Japanese ambassador, and he told me about the Hanami festivals of Japan, and I thought, wow, when we come back home, it would be the perfect idea to launch in Vancouver. So that's what I did about 9 years ago. The first one, like you say, was eight years ago. But this is the first gala opening, Sakura, which is cherry tree in Japanese.
Right.
And it's actually become a household name now, because we have Sakura Days, Japan Fair, we talk about it a lot, but this event at Tojo's is very unique and special.
Yeah, that's the grand opening, as you said. How's it going over there?
Yeah. I think I'm doing pretty well.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Help me.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no. See,
yeah,
that's
this
okay.
is more tight.
Okay.
So you have the big opening gala night, the Sakura night, but there's a number of other community events involved throughout the course of the festival.
That's right. The free kickoff is on Thursday, April 3rd. It's called Cherry Jam. Mm-hmm. And that's when we feature local talent, and it's really, really fun. Mm-hmm. Christopher Gaze will be there reading the winning haiku from last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's a haiku festival involved?
He reads so beautifully, doesn't he?
Well, he's calling himself now the Bard Haiku.
Yeah. Good for him.
We have haiku from all over the world. I'd say we probably have 9,000 over the years.
Wow.
It's international. 39 different countries are inspired by our cherry trees.
Can you drop a little haiku for us right now, off the top of your head?
Oh, one of my favorite ones. A winter storm. I turn my calendar to cherry blossoms.
Very nice. Very nice. All right.
Look at that.
Look at this.
Oh, you did it.
You're an expert, Deb.
Wow. Yay. I did something.
Gotta top it off.
Look at that. So this is
and that's really not easy to do. That's a challenge.
I always wondered how they do that.
Maybe you try your sushi.
So is this being served at the Sakura Night, Tojo?
Yes.
This particular dish?
Yes, we're going to make it at this one. Oh, this one, yes.
Okay, what else do we have here?
Oh, this is now is a season. We serve Tojo restaurant King Crab.
King Crab salad?
The King Crab salad, yes.
Okay,
But we use the cherry blossom sauce. Mm-hmm. It's a bit spicy. Very good for this time of year.
Yeah.
So try this one.
Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely.
I will.
It's a sorry, I missed what was going in here. And great job, by the way.
It was smoked sable fish.
Okay.
I had a little help from the lovely chef.
Master.
Linda,
thank you, Tojo. A preview of Sakura Night food.
Delicious.
Looks like it's a spring, but it tastes like more spring. Mm-hmm.
So would you consider this a family festival?
Very
thing
much
for kids
so
to do and everyone involved?
Sakura Days, Japan Fair at Van Dusen. 12,000 people come with little kids. It's so cute. Everybody gets dressed up in pink, or some people are even wearing the Japanese yukata or kimono. And in the garden, it's beautiful. The cherry trees are just coming out. It's very much, there's so many different events, so there's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a category for youth under 18 in the haiku. So we get a lot of young people writing haiku.
Oh,
cherry jam is a lunchtime, so kids downtown, they can come. Bite the Blossoms, I love. That closes the festival on the 26th, and that's very much a family event. And we ascend upon neighborhoods, maybe 400 cyclists on their bikes going crazy because the cherries are falling by that time. So Bike the Blossoms is fun. You can sign up for Plein-Air Blossom Painting for artists to learn how to paint out of doors, which is always a challenge.
So you try to do something new every year. You try to increase it. It gets bigger and bigger every year.
So last year we started Sakura Illumination.
Mm-hmm.
So we light up the cherry tree after dark.
Yeah.
You see, the blossoms don't go to sleep.
Oh.
So Stuart Ward, in fact, at Sakura night, Stuart will be lighting up Tojo's restaurant with illumination of cherry blossom video art. Oh. And it's interactive. It moves with the movement of people.
That is lovely.
Artists are constantly being inspired.
Mm.
The Shamak Davar, the dancers, they're dancing about. They're crazy for cherry blossoms.
It's a great time.
It's everything.
Exactly.
Now, the 8th annual Vancouver Cherry Blossom Festival takes place April 3rd to 28th. Tickets are now on sale for Sakura Night, taking place on March 30th at Tojo's Restaurant.
Yeah.
And you can get tickets and more information at vcbf.ca.